Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Assignment. Giannis driving, can't get it to go, and scooped up and in off the offensive rebound by Kuzma.
It's the last thing you want to see is him even grimacing at all.
But he is not moving well.
It's a growing too, it looks like. You can't tell, but look, he's going right to the bench.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
ESPN courtesy of the call. We'll talk about Giannis. We have an injury update. Doc Rivers says he's probably going to be out a couple weeks. Jay, can you play the highlight again? What song is that that's playing in the highlight? What rap song is that? Dun, 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 na, na. Dun, na, na, na. Jay, can you play it here? And let's see.
Allen has the assignment. Giannis driving. Can't get it to go. And scooped up and in off the offensive rebound by Kuzma.
The last thing you want to see is him even grimacing at all.
But he is not moving well.
It's a growing too, it looks like. You can't tell, but look, he's going right to the bench.
Oh, jeez. I just hate to see this.
That's a Ja Rule song, right? Da-na-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na-na. What is it?
I don't know who. I feel like. Like, I should know who this is, but for some, like, I
also should know who it is.
But I don't think it's Ja Rule. I don't. But it's like, it's definitely from like our wheelhouse, though, like that, like mid 2000s.
That's what I'm saying.
2000s range.
We're not mid 2000s. We might be like late 90s on that one. Very early 2000s. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe like 01, 02.
I don't even know like any of like the words to the song. Okay,
no.
So it's not Mesmerize. It's not always on. Is it a Ja Rule song? It might not be Ja Rule.
No, I don't think it's Ja Rule.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
But tweet us.
What you want to know? Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na. Yeah, it's a pretty famous rap song. I know that. Like, I know it as soon as I heard it. I just don't know what it is. Anyway, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I did like the uh-oh in that call. I mean, that's, I think, probably what everybody's thinking. This is the tweet from ESPN Shams Charania moments ago, per Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. Giannis sustained a low-grade left groin strain, and honestly, I'll just be, I remember reading Game of Thrones. I read those books 20 years ago. Like, literally in, 2002, I read Game of Thrones. So when they were announcing the show, I was, way ahead of the curve on this, telling people for years it was going to be great. And this is a spoiler. Like, Jaime Lannister in the show gets his hand cut off, right? Like, did you watch the TV show? Did you, read the books? So it happens in both, right? And in the books, in the chapters from Jaime's point of view, he talks about, having a phantom pain in his hand. Like, the hand's not there anymore, but he still feels pain. In the hands. I think a lot of people talk about that. You lose a limb, whatever. You feel that phantom pain. I feel a phantom pain whenever I read the word groin strain. Like, I, like, feel pain down there. Like, it makes me uncomfortable. Like, groin strain. Like, you know how much that probably hurts? A groin strain? It just makes me, it's not great. So Giannis has a low-grade left groin strain and will miss 1 to 2 weeks. It's being called a positive outcome by Shams. I buy that, actually. It could have been way worse for Giannis, and the Milwaukee Bucks absolutely need Giannis Antetokounmpo. So one of the conversations that we were going to have if things were worse for Giannis, because the reporting last night was that he was going to undergo imaging today, like if he was going to be out like a month, like does this take Giannis out of consideration for MVP? If he's not going to play 65 games. It looks like he's only going to be out 2 weeks. So how many games are going to miss? 5 games in 2 weeks? 6 games in 2 weeks? That's it? So this is like worst case scenario, definitely averted for the Milwaukee Bucks. Now they're going to be up against it for a little bit here, because unlike San Antonio, when we'll talk about Victor Wembanyama in a second, the Spurs have like good players besides for Wemby. The Bucks don't really have that. And they've had, like, a couple players really exceed expectations this season. Most notably, Seth's brother, Ryan Rollins. Burn it down. Miles Turner's been okay. But this is, it's all about Giannis. 32-11-7 this year for the Greek Freak. You take Giannis out of the equation from Milwaukee, and I know they had the game without Giannis when they beat the Warriors. Like, okay, that's like a one game. Like, no Giannis. Like, maybe the Warriors felt like they could coast in that game, and the Bucks got them in that one game. So now, Milwaukee has the Sixers in Milwaukee on Thursday night. The Sixers are playing good basketball. They didn't cover last night about the Clippers. That was great, but they did win. And just like, that's Tyrese Maxey's team, everybody. It's not Joel Embiid's team. That's Tyrese Maxey's team, the Sixers. Then they host the Pistons on Saturday, who are the hottest team in the NBA, have won 10 straight games. They're 12-2. Host the Trailblazers on Monday night, at Miami next Wednesday, at the Knicks next Friday. Not an easy stretch coming up here from Milwaukee. Now, it's only a couple weeks, but I think we're about to find out just how important Giannis is to the Milwaukee Bucks in this stretch coming up for them. The other big news in the NBA today, we might get the season debut tonight of LeBron James. And you remember when there was that that thought that Shams and Adrian Wojnarowski like didn't like each other, right? And maybe it's true. And Woj just retired, and Shams is now the NBA insider for ESPN. And Woj used to do that. Like, I'm sure he's a really nice guy. He did some stuff that like really bothered me. Whether it was like gambling is the devil, and like gambling's gonna kill everything in sports, while like he's where he used FanDuel. And I'll use, just to say that, because it's the truth, he used FanDuel, one of our competitors for BetMGM, to like drive up the price for to get a new deal from ESPN. So like he was okay with gambling with that, but then was not okay with what goes on with like people like you and me betting a couple bucks or whatever on an NBA game. And then we would be doing the NBA draft, right? And like he would try to be really clever. And he got the Paolo Banchero stuff all wrong, right? So that was another thing. Where it would be like, you know, the Houston Rockets have zeroed in on Jabari Smith with their second overall pick. Like, just, okay, like, they're going to pick him. Why do they have lasered in. They've drawn their focus down, too. Why are we doing this? People think that Shams and Woj don't like each other. How about Shams earlier today? LeBron James is aiming to play tonight. Aiming. Lasered in on playing tonight. The more things change, the more they stay the same. So maybe we get LeBron James making a season debut tonight for the Lakers, as they are a huge favorite against the Utah Jazz, who are in year 78 of a 900-year rebuild. The Lakers are 12.5-point home favorites. The total is 238.5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm not going to bet the game tonight. I'm not betting it. This will be, as Femi calls it, a fact-finding mission for yours truly. I'm fascinated to see how J.J. Redick Frankensteins this together. And maybe he's able to. Like, I actually think he's like a great coach. Like, not a good coach. I think he's a great coach. But this is going to be a really tough test for him. And it shouldn't necessarily be that way, right? Like, this should be a good problem to have to solve. You've got, like, another, like, one of the second best player of all time coming back. It's not a bad thing. I'm not trying to paint it as such. But now you have three players on this roster, right? They're three best players. Austin Reeves, Luka Doncic, and LeBron James. And it's not in that order. Like, Reeves is clearly the third, right, of the three. Luka, LeBron, Reeves. They all play really well with the ball. And they all kind of need the ball to play at the max of their abilities, play at the height of their abilities. There's only one basketball at the court at any given time. How's this going to work? How's he going to Frankenstein it? Maybe it's awesome. The Lakers are 10-4 despite no LeBron. Luka's been in and out of the lineup. Reeves has missed time. Been a dream start to, like, you had told Lakers fans, Lakers bettors, you're going to be 10-4 after 14 games with no LeBron, Luka's going to miss time, and Reeves is going to miss time? You sign up for it in blood. It's not even a question. I'm just curious how it's going to go, which doesn't mean it's going to go poorly, but I don't know. Let's see how it goes tonight. We think LeBron's going to end up playing tonight. Not 100%, but we think we'll see LeBron James make a season debut tonight. And whether or not you hate LeBron or like LeBron, and he's obviously a lightning rod and people have strong opinions about him, we can all acknowledge, like, the league is more fun when LeBron's in it. It's way more interesting and more fun to cover. I hope we see LeBron James back tonight for the LA Lakers. I think that would be great. You better you bet on this Tuesday. A couple other notes from around the association. So yesterday we talked about Victor Wembanyama going to be missing time for the San Antonio Spurs, and Femi pretty astutely brought up, like, maybe he doesn't get to 65 games now to win Defensive Player of the Year. Maybe he doesn't get there. And the initial reporting was reevaluated after 2 weeks. The reporting that has come out since makes it sound a little more dire. Not that he's going to be out the whole season, but that this is probably closer to like a 3-week evaluation, reevaluation. And keep in mind, reevaluation does not mean, like, he's going to play after 3 weeks. It's just like, we're going to look again in 3 weeks and let's see where that's at. The other thing that I think you need to consider, if you're considering betting awards, right, as it concerns Victor Wembanyama, and candidly, I think this is a Mitch Johnson conversation also, the Spurs head coach, who obviously has been like a hot bet in the coach of the year market because of the way San Antonio started. Like, J.B. Bickerstaff's the favorite now, but like, Mitch Johnson can definitely win this award if the Spurs exceed expectations in a big way. And with Victor Wembanyama, you can make the case that they could do that. Without Wemby, probably not so much. And here's where I would really be concerned about San Antonio moving forward this season. If you told me that Wemby's injury was a calf strain, or excuse me, was a groin strain like Giannis has, I'd say, okay, like, I think he'll probably be back at some point. Like, they'll reevaluate him, he'll be back. The fact that it's a calf strain, this injury is now like DEFCON 5 for NBA teams. Jason Tatum, Damian Lillard, Tyrese Halliburton, all in last year's playoffs, all like pushing through calf strains or returning too early and popping their Achilles. We literally saw it happen three times in one postseason with three star players, including Halliburton in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, which feels like a fever dream. Like, did that actually happen? Yes, it did. Thank God it did for OKC stuff. And also, I hate the Pacers. I don't want Halliburton to get hurt, but yeah, whatever. There is a 0.0% chance that the Spurs rush Victor Wembanyama back. 0.0%. They are going to err on the side of caution and then err on the side of caution's caution to make sure that Wembanyama is healthy. They will not put him on the court with his calf acting up at all and risk an Achilles tear. They will not do it. No chance. I don't think he's going to meet the threshold. I don't think he's going to win any awards because of it. And if he's out for a long time, like, yes, like, Luke Kornet's a good player. And yes, the Spurs, like, De'Aaron Fox is back. The Spurs have good players. Like, obviously, they're worse without Wemby. So I'm curious where they're going to be in the hierarchy of the Western Conference when Victor Wembanyama does manage to return. We can get to the Pistons at the end of the show. They're playing tonight against the Atlanta Hawks, but I want to bring Femi on here. So, like, a little bit of a different conversation, Femi, like with the new Wemby news that this is now like maybe closer to a 3-week reevaluation, the calf strain stuff. Do you kind of agree with me now with the new info that, like, I don't think he's getting to 65 games now?
Yeah, that's where I would lean right now. Like maybe after 3 weeks, they find out, hey, you're all good to go. But then also that means he needs to be healthy the rest of the way as well. Like, there's still a lot of season left to go. And this is what we're already doing. And it's November 18th. This guy is the franchise. Like, he is the future for Mitch Johnson, for R.C. Buford, for everyone in that organization. It all starts and stops with Wemby. They're going to be cautious with this guy because he has the potential to be maybe be the greatest player of all time. So they're not going to risk him like, oh, like, let's have you go out there and really gun for it, especially in the year where they, I'm sure if they're honest with themselves deep down, they know they're not going to win the title this year. So I think, yeah, like, this to me removes Wemby. And as you see at BetMGM right now, like, in the MVP market, Wemby's 100-1. Like, he's not floating out to 100-1 off of just like, oh, like, maybe he comes back and it's all good. No,
is he still the second choice? Is he still the second choice in defensive player behind Chet Holmgren?
He's still the second choice behind Chet Holmgren at 3-1. Like, that to me doesn't make a lot of any sense.
He's not going to play 65 games.
Yes. He literally is not going to be eligible to win the award. So, like you said, 24 hours ago, I thought, hey, maybe he comes back and we get him on a discount. Now it's no. If you have any Wemby out there, abort mission, I would be looking at other guys. Now you can look at Chet Holmgren, and like, this is obviously a larger conversation to have as we're running up against it here. But like, Chet Holmgren's not like really the Iron Man either, given his build. So it opens things up to maybe a Lu Dort or someone else on the Thunder, or maybe it's another guy that's out there on a team that's playing really well defensively. But the DPOI market, if you're betting NBA awards, that's where I would be focusing right now with this Wemby news.
So shout out just very quickly to Marcus Brock in the chat for the song is Rough Riders, What You Want featuring Eve.
Yes.
I would do some of the lyrics, but like I will absolutely get fired if I do that. So I'm not going to.
Abstain.
Da-na-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na. Dude, that's 90s, right? That's not in the 2000s. That's a 90s song.
It is 99. It's 99. I looked it up.
Yeah. All right. Thank you to Marcus Brock. All right. On the other side, a little more NBA, and we still have some news from week 11 in the NFL to hit.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.